For WFHB, I'm Sydney Foreman.
Some Bloomington community members continue to call for the ouster of a Bloomington Farmers Market vendor alleged to be aligned with white supremacist group Identity Europa. Schooner Creek Farm proprietors Sarah Dye and Douglas Mackey have not incited violence at the market or distributed threatening materials there. Still, many community members of color say the farmers market feels unsafe to them now. Juliana Crespo was among those who voiced their concerns to the Bloomington Board of Park Commissioners yesterday. Crespo urged the city to take a stance.
As a Brazilian immigrant, I do feel very unsafe at market. I do feel uncomfortable going. And my concern is that our farmers market will become a white person's market. And I would like to ask you to consider that if we don't have something in place to keep more Nazi vendors from signing up, then what's going to happen? What does that mean for those of us in our community who are minorities and who are uncomfortable and who do feel unsafe going to market? It will be a white person's market. And one more thing that I would like to say is that I think being passive in the face of possible violence at market, whether that's through language or physical violence, I think that that's a very dangerous space, and I think that we're inviting that if we choose not to take action. We are inviting some sort of violence. I do think that that would come into play at some point because a lot of tempers, you know, are inflamed right now.
Community member Najila Routsong asked city officials to imagine how it would feel to be forced to come face to face with someone who, in her words, quote, believes you don't deserve to exist, unquote. Routsong emphasized that many members of white supremacist groups actually act on their beliefs.
Other people here that are here today, including my friend Joe Varga last week, pointed out that being an active member of a hate group is not a thought. It's not speech. It's not mere speech. It's not a thought.
Among the voices calling for action were also those advising moderation. Here's community member Judy Klein.
I, as a Jewish person, I'm one of the threatened members, presumably, of people of this persuasion. However, I feel very strongly that constitutionally, this right of free speech allows for anyone to make remarks about their beliefs, even though they might be odious to individuals in the community. Furthermore, I think that the farmers market, in the best of all possible worlds, can serve as a place where the common denominator of regard for local production of food can build a bridge amongst people of very diverse opinions. So I feel that as long as vendors are civil and respectful of customers, it is more dangerous to imagine a world in which we evict people whose beliefs we don't agree with than to allow for a civil space where we can interact with each other.
Speaking at last week's Farmers Market Advisory Council meeting, Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton condemned what he called the odious doctrine of white supremacy. He also said the city would, quote, vigorously protect against any behaviors that threaten those values, unquote. But Hamilton also cited constitutional protections for free speech under the First Amendment. Indiana University law professor Robert Matus also stressed the importance of the First Amendment along with the consumer's ability to choose where to spend their money.
We may totally disagree with others' views. We may even recognize that such views cause grievous pain to others. But without broad First Amendment protection, all civil rights advocacy could be shut down by a government and by those in power because of disagreement over viewpoints. That was true of the civil rights movement of the past. It was true in Skokie 40 years ago. It was true in Charlottesville, and it is true in Bloomington today. Everyone, no matter what they think, deserve a voice. And if they don't incite violence, they can speak that voice freely, and then the public can decide who is right through reasonable discourse and debate. and their pocketbooks. Civility, compassion, and the First Amendment should guide us here very carefully.
Former farmers market vendor and mental health professional Amanda McKenzie says the stress of the issue is affecting some community members' mental health.
I have people coming to me from all demographics, not only in my professional world, but in my personal world, telling me how they're already being affected by nightmares, hypervigilance, feelings of paranoia, feelings of being unsafe in their own skin. Not just community members who are going to the market as patrons, but also the farmers themselves. And as a former farmer, I'm very concerned that the community response to this, the understandable response of clientele not wanting to go to a place where they are literally feeling endangered, and for good reason, that's also going to affect the farmers who have done nothing wrong. And so for everyone's protection, farmers, patrons, everyone's mental and emotional health, which are not necessarily visible to the naked eye, I would like the park board to take this very, very seriously, because it's already harming hundreds, if not thousands, of people in our community.
Park Board Chairman Les Coyne says board members were sensitive to the pain in the community over the perceived threat. In a prepared statement read before public comment began, Coyne said city officials were examining what options to pursue, including similar instances and solutions from other cities.
However, if you came here today looking for a final determination on what action, if any, will be taken regarding the vendor in question, I'm afraid you will be disappointed. We can tell you that at this time, the city of Bloomington cannot legally alter the relationship between the vendor and our farmers market. We appreciate the urgency felt by so many people touched by this conflict and wish there were an easy and quick answer or solutions to this issue. There are not.
Coyne says any reasonable conclusion to the problem is beyond the park board's purview. However, the city is planning to hold another community conversation on the topic.
The Board of Park Commissioners will be hosting a community forum at the Banneker Community Center, led by the Community and Family Resources Department. We are hoping that this forum in the next few weeks, we'll certainly keep everyone advised of when that happens.
Beverly Callender Anderson, director of the city's Community and Family Resources Department, is coordinating the event.